The Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome into Trappers Warm-Up here. Good morning to everybody, just around 11 o'clock. For today's doubleheader between your Pier Trappers and the Red River Pilots, first game starting in just about 10 minutes or so. Trappers coming off a 12-7 loss last night. It was a late rally that was thwarted by two runs in the ninth by the Pilots and then shutting it down in the bottom of the ninth. But the Trappers are going to have both of their aces going today. It will be first have Casey Kasheva, and then it will be Caleb Hay. We'll see. Maybe we'll be joined by Caleb Hay on this broadcast today. I don't know. I told the guys just to have a revolving door of guests for me today, and so they are going to do something along those lines. I think it will be Daniel Habb first that's going to join me, Trapper's catcher. He has the first game off, and he'll be playing in game two, and he's wanting to come up here, and I said absolutely, so he'll come join me just before first pitch. But this game is Baseball in Education Day, so a good amount of kids filling up that main bleacher area behind home plate, just to the right of where our camera sits for the YouTube live feed. It'll be a fun day, a day for the kids to enjoy baseball and get some food, win some prizes, play some games, and just enjoy baseball. The weather is not too bad here today. Just about 73 degrees, sunny skies, a bit breezy. That flag pole out there in right field, the American flag is blowing very swiftly from right field across the diamond to left field, 18 miles an hour. And so that will be the conditions for today's game. The sun directly over the top of the field, with it being the morning. So the doubleheader today, the Trappers looking to get back in the win column, sitting at 5-12 now, trying to avoid losing a second straight game and losing 9 out of the last 10. I talked with Trappers coach Jamie Habiger a few moments ago to talk about today's doubleheader matchup. And I'm joined now pregame, morning pregame, by Trappers coach Jamie Habiger. We're sitting out in the sun, pretty much playing right over the middle of the field. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I love day games. Looking forward to having all the kids out today.
So it is Baseball in Education Day, so it'll be, I heard, like over 250 kids out here enjoying the game. Do you have any memories just being around the sport of baseball from when you were a kid that like really are ingrained in your mind?
Wow, I don't know.
Gonna have to dig deep, way back.
I think it's the first game I ever went to, Oakland A's and New York Yankees in Oakland. It was probably, it was back in the old days.
The Coliseum was probably brand new, right?
It was probably pretty close.
Yeah. All righty, and so you've got a couple new guys in the lineup today. You've got Eric Lindberg, you've got Tynan Shahidi, who's in the lineup for the first time, obviously after producing a few times and pinch hit opportunities, and you've got Logan McKeever back after over a week from being sick. So some new guys, three of them, but I guess if you want to include Logan.
Yeah, no, you know what, we're going to mix it up a little bit, give a couple of our regulars a day off and or a game off because they're probably going to play tonight, but you know, we just got to start making things happen, and you can't do that on the bench. So I'm going to give everybody the opportunity, and they got to take advantage of that opportunity every chance they get.
You just mentioned the doubleheader. Does that change, like, how much, I guess, what does that change for you management-wise and coaching-wise when you have a doubleheader?
It doesn't change anything for me. I'm going to do the same lineup as I would if it was the next game. So we got the pitching staff set for the second game. The catchers are set, lineup set, and we're ready to go. It's just a matter of these guys producing and getting it done on the field today.
All righty. And so for our would you rather question today, this is a food-related one.
All right.
Would you rather never be able to use silverware ever again or have to use silverware with everything you eat for the rest of time?
I would eat with my hands the rest of my life.
Really?
I'm all right with that.
That means you're never eating soup again, probably. Noodles are going to be tough.
I could pour it.
That's true. Okay. So, I mean, if you were to go the other route, you're going to have to, like, have some silverware in, like, your pocket everywhere you go, like, cut up, like, chips when you eat them and stuff. But, okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah, pudding might be tough, but...
you may have to give up pudding. It's all right. We'll talk to you post-game, Coach.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Go Traps.
And so that was Trappers coach Jamie Havier catching up with me pregame. You know, we both really love doing those would you rather questions. I don't know why I decided that was going to be a new tradition I wanted to do. It just crossed my mind. I think it was during the road series against Soares Valley. The team had lost four in a row at that point to the Saber Dogs, who are out in front in the Expedition League by a lot. Just one loss this season, and I was like, you know what, let's have some fun with this interview, and let's do a would you rather question. And it just kind of stuck, and now it's one of the things that I think we both look forward to every day. So if anyone has any suggestions, recommendations for good would you rather questions, they've got to be good ones though, you can send them my way and see if they make the pregame broadcast. We've got our managers meeting out in front of home plate. As I mentioned, Casey Kasheva on the mound for your Trappers. It'll be Caleb Whitley on the mound for the Pilots. He was the leadoff batter yesterday in the order. Now, just doing the pitching. Josh Simon was the starting pitcher last night, and he is in the lineup tonight, DHing. It's kind of switching roles, if you will. And so we are about 3 or 4 minutes away from first pitch here. The day game of our doubleheader. Second game will start at around 7:05, and you can listen/watch that at the same platform that you are doing so at right now. Trappers looking to get back in the win column. They have their two aces on the mound, so this will be a great day to do it. It'll be an interesting game. John Hunt, our GM, will be coordinating a lot of the activities with the kids who are here for Baseball and Education Day. He's out there passing out waters right now. There's some kids signing they're getting autographs signed for them by the Trappers down in the Trappers dugout. It'll be a fun day for baseball here at Hyde. So we'll take a quick break here and come back in a few moments. I think we still got a little bit of time before the anthem, so we'll take a quick pause here on the Trapper pregame show and come back here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Game one of our doubleheader here on the Trappers pregame show, listening on River 92.7 or YouTube Live, depending on the accessibility that is in front of you. I'm Ryan Breeden. Hear your voice of the Trappers. Getting through this doubleheader today, and it's game time should be coming up in a few minutes, but we're prolonging things just a little bit. Our typical public address announcer not here today for the game. So John Hunt will be taking those duties over while also trying to do 100 other things, which is pretty much what he always does. There was a conversation before the game talking about what types of wooden bats are for sure allowed to be used here in the Expedition League. Some of the rules on that not been fully cut and dry. So that was a conversation that was had before the game amongst coaches about what types of bats are legal to use in the league, what types are not. And so who knows, maybe that is a conversation that's happening right now amongst the coaches and the umpires over there on the far side near the Trapper's dugout. So we're still just waiting to see where things go here. Game was scheduled to start between 11 and 11.05, now sitting at 11.04. Still need to do starting lineups and need to do the anthem. So I don't know. We're just having a huddle down there, figuring out what the game plan is of some sort. Looking forward to having a whole bunch of different players on today. I think we'll have Daniel Hab up here. I think we will have Jacob Griffin, Maddox Mueller, Noah McCreary. I told the guys, just come up here as you so please. And I think that's pretty much exactly what they are going to do. The Pilots won their fourth game of the year last night. Moves them to 4-10. Your Trappers sitting at 5-12. There we go. Now I think we're getting set here to introduce our lineups. After that brief pause, so game time will probably be pushed back a couple of minutes to around 11.07, 11.08, somewhere around that time. After this doubleheader today, these teams will both turn around and bus to Sioux Falls tomorrow. It will be a round-robin quadrangular, if you will, at Canary Stadium in Sioux Falls. About 3 hours down the road on I-90. So it'll be a fun weekend for them. I will be having the weekend off from the headset, so John Hunt, our GM, will be taking over the broadcast duties this weekend. Very much appreciative of that. You can hear the kids getting hyped up and getting excited. Go early and start the pregame. Sometimes you kind of run out of things to talk about. We'll take another quick break here and come back on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages and a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win four tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins Sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins Sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Home, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop.
Why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Go in! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
It's the Golden Giveaway with the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you can win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations. In Pier at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Brick House Barbecue, Pier Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pier at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station, and The Crossing. Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
The anthem here. Got some local kids on baseball in education. Wrapping up with the anthem here, so I'll wait just a moment for that to end. You know, hearing the kids sing the anthem, that kind of reminded me of a funny story that I can tell about me when I was a little kid. But I'll wait for Daniel Happ, my first guest, the Trappers catcher, to come up here, and I'll tell him the story along with you guys. It's more fun when you have guests, and when it's not just me, myself, and I all up here with my lonesome. We're about ready to go here, finally. About 10 minutes behind our initial first pitch time. Sometimes just how things work. We'll start with the starting lineups first for the Pilots. Leading off, Tanner Thompson. Batting second, Tyler Wiltshire. Batting third, Jack Walton. Batting fourth, Jalen Lee. Batting fifth, Isaac Becker. Batting sixth, Josh Simon. He was the starting pitcher last night that picked up the win. Batting seventh, Micah Barkenhagen. He hit two home runs last night. And then batting eighth, we have Jose Calado. And batting ninth, we have got number 25, Joey Hayden. And so we are about ready to go. Casey Kasheva, the starter. And I'm now joined by Trapper's catcher, Daniel Hab. Danny, it's the first time for you up here. We'll get the headset on. And
oh, yeah.
There he is.
There we go.
A little bit of awesome. a long pregame there. Initially, thought we were going to start at about 11, so I was pretty much just up here rambling to myself, and now it's 11:15 already.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes, especially when you got 1,000 kids here.
Exactly.
You got to get everything in line.
Listening to that national anthem sung by the kids, it reminded me of a story that I wanted to tell, but I wanted to wait for you to come up here. So when I was in kindergarten back in Stillwater, Oklahoma, we're about to set the first pitch here, so I'll tell it throughout this first batter. The first pitch of the game from Kasheva, and that miss is outside. So I was in all kids, you know, they're in, a singing class that they go in where you, learn, a music. It's, terrible. No kid knows how to sing.
I remember.
The 1-0, and there's a called strike. So I remember the first time that I was in there, the kids started singing. I hated it. I thought they sounded horrible, and so I covered my ears, screamed, and ran out of the room crying. And a breaking ball, that one misses. So they had to call my parents. They had to call my mom and tell her, you got to come talk to your son because he, is straight up not doing it with his music thing. He's saying, I can't do this. They sound terrible. That's in the air out to shallow right field. Jackson mixed at second base will range out to right field and make the catch for the first out of the game.
Oh yeah, I definitely remember when I had those classes in elementary school. We had we actually sung the national anthem at a Braves game when I was younger.
Really?
That's
awesome. From Georgia yep. Kid.
Yep, long way from home.
Long way from home. First thoughts when you first got here to Pier.
What am I doing here?
That's fair. First pitch, nuts on the ground to first, and it's foul.
To be honest, that was the first thought. But you know, as I've been here for the last 3 weeks or so, it's been awesome.
Definitely has. It feels like the team has a very close-knit group between everybody.
I'm having a lot of fun with these guys.
It's very fun.
Definitely. This is the most fun I've had playing baseball in a while.
0-1 the count here. Just underway. That's it on the ground at first again. That one in fair territory. Yanish Fields and flips over to Kasheva for the second out. So there you go. Two quick outs for the Trappers starter, Casey Kasheva. And he's kind of been the team pitching coach a little bit since he got taking over with instructing guys on mechanics and things like that. And like
he knows what he's talking about.
Invented his own too, the fascist stick.
Not just with pitching either. He's been a lot of help with hitting too because he was a two-way for a while in college.
You mentioned that he's actually a hitter first before being a pitcher.
Yep. He takes his warm-up seriously and a lot of mechanical stuff. And
there's a called strike.
You know, a lot of guys, you know, follow that wisdom that he gives sometimes. You know, if you ever have questions about, pregame warm-ups or something like that, he's the guy to go to.
That's it over to first again. Yanish fields it, and we'll flip it to Kasheva.
Good inning, baby.
The third out. So 1-2-3 inning for Trappers starter Casey Kasheva. It's a good way to get things started here in game one of our doubleheader. We'll take a quick break, and it'll be the Trappers coming up to try and score some runs here in the bottom of the first. We'll come back on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium for game one of our doubleheader today. This first one, baseball and education day. A lot of kids out in the crowd. Ryan Breeden joined by Daniel Hab. He'll be catching in game two of our doubleheader tonight at 7:05. During this last commercial break, I just took my first peek out at that kids crowd straight behind home plate for the first time in since probably about 10:30, and I was shocked. I looked down there, and immediately it was just like, oh, my God, that's a lot of kids.
Oh, yeah. And it's great to see it, especially on a day that we have arranged just for them, you know. We're trying to get as many kids into baseball. A lot of us have been playing baseball since we were their age.
Yep.
I know me, I started when I was about 5 years old, playing with my dad and my brother in the yard. Stuff like that.
Just fell in love with it immediately.
It's been a part of my life ever since, man. You know, it's taken me a long way in life, so.
Absolutely. Baseball is a it's a beautiful sport. Can be cruel, can be rewarding.
Every range of emotions. No doubt.
Jackson Nix will be the leadoff man facing the left-hander, Caleb Whitley. First pitch in there for a called strike. So I got to ask you, Danny. Last night's game, as a catcher, how do you handle when an umpire may be a little bit inconsistent behind the plate?
Oh, man, that's a rough question.
Misses.
Smile through it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You just...
'Cause I know everybody's different. You have some guys who will let the umpire know right away,
yeah,
and give glances back.
You know, I'll always...
under the breath.
I'll always... Well, it depends on the umpire, you know, like... I've had umpires that will ask me what I think about pitches, whether I think they got the call right and stuff like that. And if they ask me that, then I'll give them my honest opinion.
Okay.
The guy yesterday, I've had him before, and he doesn't really care what we think.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, but you know, it's hard back there sometimes when he.
And that's a called strike three to Jackson Nix. So goes down looking, painted the outside corner. It looked like there, Caleb Whitley. For the first out here of the inning.
Yeah, it's tough when you know he's missing calls every other pitch and dugout's letting him hear it and you're just back there and you don't want to show him up, you know, so you just gotta,
right,
like I said, just smile through it and do the best you can and act like the strike zone's as good as it is.
That obviously in reference to last night's contest we had.
Yeah,
one of those things, you just gotta get through it. First pitch to C.J. Cumbo. Check swing. Did not go around. Count 1-0 here. So how long have you been catching for, Dan?
Well, it's been on and off for the last 6 years, 7 years, really.
Squares the bunt and pulls back. Ball two.
When I started off catching, I was probably in middle school, that range, and started off doing that. And, I mean, obviously I'm not really built for a catcher. 5'11", 170 pounds.
This is low for ball three. 3-0 count, C.J. Cumbo.
You know, my whole life I've been told put on weight and you're not big enough to catch and all that. And throughout high school, I'd rotate catching an outfield. So it's been on and off.
3-0, and that's a called strike. So do you prefer catching over playing outfield?
You know, I love it. It's a lot of fun.
It's a hard job.
No,
it really is.
Yeah, it is.
It's a thankless job, too. People don't understand how hard it is. 3-1.
Yes.
That's called... Oh?
No, he was pointing to first.
Pointing to first.
Okay.
That was strange. That's ball four. But it almost looked like the home plate umpire was giving a strike call, pointing to his right side, but I guess he was pointing to first, and you would have got Jalen Lee at first base from the Pilots kind of mocking that gesture he gave. Kind of weird. Obscure. Every umpire does their own little thing.
Oh, yeah.
You have some of them who really get into it, really get animated. So runner on first after the one-out walk here in the bottom of the first brings up Logan McKeever.
Let's see what he can do. He's getting the start at third today. He hasn't started at third yet all year, I don't think.
Has not. He was scratched from the lineup last time. He was slated to And that's right to left field for extra bases down the line. C.J. Cumbo rounding second, heading to third. McKeever, and he's going to round it and actually head back to first. So it was cut off nicely by Joey Hayden in left field, but C.J. Cumbo advances first to third, and McKeever got about a third of the way around there from first to second, but turned around and sprinted back, and probably for the better. He probably would have been hosed there at second.
No, your speed, kid. There you go. Boy, way to get the head out.
First pitch swinging. McKeever, his first time in the lineup since over a week ago when he was scratched after having some sort of stomach bug of some sort.
Yeah, I got that for a little bit, too. That was not a fun.
It's passed its way throughout the team.
Yeah, thankfully it seems to have made its way on out the door, but that wasn't fun.
Tynan Shahidi.
Especially on the road.
1-1 count. Yeah, definitely. And strike two swinging, so two swinging strikes for Tynan Shahidi, his first start with the Trappers. He subbed in last night and delivered a base hit and a 3-RBI triple in two of his three at-bats. Really sparked a late comeback attempt for your Trappers last night. The 0-2, that's hit high on the infield. Maybe playable. It is playable. Collado, the catcher, makes the play. And Cumbo tags home and swipes it at home and scores. Heads-up play from C.J. Cumbo. Sees that the catcher, Collado, vacated home and nobody was there to cover. Awesome. So CJ decides to tag up and slide in, heads-up play for the first run of the game.
You know, that's how you pick up your teammate right there, and we've been emphasizing that for the last few days.
That is one of those plays that you put a star around at the beginning of the game. It's something that gives you the momentum, just sets the tone for how the game is going to go. So the Trapper's on the board after the sacrifice fly
in
foul ground. McKeever at second. First pitch from Yanish, and that is just fair. Fielded by Lee, and he'll step on the bag himself, unassisted, for the third out. But your Trappers score a run here on a heads-up play by C.J. Cumbo to take home after the catcher vacated on that pop-up and foul ground. 1-0 our score through an inning of play. We go to the second on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Your Trappers on the board first, leading 1-0 after an inning of play. A heads-up base-running maneuver from C.J. Cumbo, tagging up from third to score on a pop-up and foul ground. And sliding in for the first run of the game. Ryan Breeden here, joined by Daniel Habb, Trappers catcher. It will be Jalen Lee, the first baseman, leading things off. First pitch swinging. Gets ahead in the count after a breaking ball that dropped in there. Here in the top of the second. Long day of baseball today. I'm sure that over your course of time playing the sport, you have played a lot of doubleheaders.
Oh, yeah.
The 0-1 pitch. That misses.
You know, all throughout, like, those perfect game high school tournaments, which in Georgia, that's, like, the biggest thing for baseball down there.
Yep.
It's, like, the perfect game, the PBR tournaments, all that. You know, I've had days where I'll play three games in one day. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Three in a day. Man, so that's like you're starting a game at like 9 a.m., you're playing another one at like 2, and then you're playing another one for the nightcap at like 7.
Those are typically like the championship Sunday days. When we
you ever have to catch all three of those games?
I haven't. I have a...
That's hit high on the infield. Jackson Mix sprinting in, and a collision there behind the mound, and the ball drops. So Jackson Mix collided with Casey Kasheva. Both of them were dead set dialed in on making the play, ran into each other. The ball dropped on the infield, and so Jalen Lee reaches. Now you just want to make sure that everyone is okay. It seems like they are. Thumbs up from Logan McKeever saying that I think Casey Kasheva is all right. Jackson Mix walking back to his post at second base, but those collisions are always scary.
Yeah, that's one of those in-between balls, you know. It's not hit high enough for Mix to have a good play on it, like a nice easy read, but it's just one of those where it's like up in the air just long enough that you just look at each other a little bit.
Luckily, in that collision, there was nobody caught an elbow or a knee, because those are the ones that really deal the damage.
Yeah,
first pitch to Isaac Becker is a called strike one, so a good way to get ahead in the next count after that ball that dropped on the infield on the collision. So Jalen Lee at first base. And the 0-1. And there's a called strike two. You know, we had one of those when I was in high school where our catcher and our third baseman collided during a game in foul ground. And our catcher had to leave the game because he caught the third baseman's knee to the face. And his braces went through his lip. And that missed up and in.
See, that happened to me once. It was we had a big old first baseman about the size of Colton over there.
6'5",
yeah,
Colton.
Big dude. And there was a pop fly just like that and foul ground. And
that one hit him on the elbow, so it was a 1-2 count. And Kasheva, looks like he maybe just lost grip of the off speed, and it ran in and got him. So not an ideal way to start the top of the second. A ball that drops on a collision and then a hit batter. But finish your story about your collision.
Oh, yeah, I got it. So big old first baseman came running in. I called it, you know. I got it. And he was actually, he was deaf in one ear.
Oh,
story.
No.
And he didn't hear me. And he went knee straight to the quad. And I had like a bone bruise for like a month.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Probably just hurt to do anything. If you have a bone bruise in your quad, that
I
hurts to like sit down, stand
I couldn't
up,
run.
And run.
I couldn't catch. I was,
oh, man.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Josh Simon up for the Pilots. He was the starting pitcher last night. Fouls it back to count 1-1. Picked up the win. And in the lineup today, designated hitting. Caleb Whitley, the starter tonight, was the leadoff man last night for the Pilots. So a little bit of two-way player action. 1-1, fouled off again. We count 1-2. The sun pretty much directly above the infield. Plays differently during the day, especially for the infielders.
The outfielders, in my opinion, the biggest.
Yeah, okay. 1-2 gets away and allows for both runners to advance. Just missed high, and now two runners in scoring position on the wild pitch.
Yeah, we saw it yesterday a little bit. Once it gets that dusk, hazy sky, balls get lost once the lights come on.
Maddox Mueller had one up there that he looked like he had, and it just...
He's about as good as a defensive center fielder as they come.
It caught me completely off guard, because I was like, oh, it's Maddox. He'll make the play.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. And then it just dropped. 2-2, missed outside. 3-2.
When I'm catching and I see a ball go in the air to center field, I just automatically assume it's caught if Maddox is out there. I mean, that's how good of an outfielder he is.
Exactly right. Probably the fastest player on the team.
I'd say so.
Can cover a lot of ground.
He's got those quick little legs.
And it missed for ball 4, and it gets away and allows for a run to score. So Kasheva gone a little bit wild here, these last two batters. And we are now tied at 1 after a wild pitch allows for Jalen Lee to score from third. So just like that, we are tied up here and still nobody out in the second. So what do you do as a catcher here after maybe a couple get away from your pitcher? Are you going out to talk to him?
I mean, Casey knows what he needs to do. Like we talked about earlier, you know, he's almost like an assistant coach on this team.
Yep.
So, I mean, only time I would go out with Casey just to give him like a reset if he gets like in a bad rhythm. If he just starts missing over and over again in like the same spot, or maybe if I'll pick up on something like mechanical.
Like a Barkenhagen, like, that one missed high.
Look, right now what I'm seeing with him is he's missing that. Yeah, there goes Jamie. I'm going to say he's missing that slider.
It's probably a smart decision here to go check on him.
He's missing everything arm side right now, so.
Have a quick mound visit.
He's also shaking that arm.
Yeah, you've seen him a few times kind of shake the arm and just feel like it's getting away from him. I know that's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's just just how the sport of baseball works. There's days where you feel like you have it, days where you feel like you don't.
Oh, yeah.
Days where maybe you feel like your fastball is your best pitch, days where you feel like your slider is your best pitch. So it was a quick conversation. The count 2-0, Micah Barkenhagen. College teammates with Jacob Griffin, Caleb Hay, Trevor Seagraves. So they know him pretty well. And the rest of the Trappers faithful got to really know him well yesterday after he hit two home runs and drove in five.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he killed us yesterday.
He got hot.
He's got a good swing. I'll give him that.
Runners on the corners at 2-0, and that one missed behind him. Count 3-0. I don't know. Something just doesn't look right with Casey right now. Listening, it looks something just looks like it's not going right for him. See if he can get one across here. The 3-0, and that one hit him. I don't know. Something's just not there with Casey today. At least yet, see if he can dial it in. It was a similar issue in the start last night. Jack Van Camp gave up 6 runs in the second before dialing in.
That second inning, man. That second inning is biting us.
Hopefully.
He's going to get a ground ball right here, though.
Hopefully they can shut it down here. The infield playing in red formation. There's a strike. Gets one across.
Yeah, everything's just arm side with him right now.
So what could be a reason for that? Just...
I feel like
random,
he just needs to just almost reach out and feel like he's throwing it through Carson almost.
The
like
one, there's a strike, gets a check swing, and
see,
a miss.
See, that's what he's been missing today. He's been missing that slider. It's been backing up on him, and that's what those two wild pitches were earlier.
He snapped that one across.
Yeah.
Ahead in the count, 1-2. Bases loaded, nobody out here. Top of the second, tied up at 1.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. Did you see that?
I wasn't paying attention. You'll have to say it in a second. The 0-2, that missed high. What'd you see?
The batter had his heels were on the chalk line. Like, he was so far. He was standing on the plate, basically.
Really?
His back cleat was almost directly behind home plate.
Crowding it a little bit.
Yeah, the umpire had to tell him to back up.
The 1-2. Got a swing and a miss. There's a big strikeout. Number one for Casey Kasheva. And now the middle infield can creep back to that double play depth and hope for a ground ball to maybe get out of this inning. Kasheva looks like he found something there in that last at-bat. Now we'll face Joey Hayden. Bases loaded, one away. Kasheva looks in, and the first pitch. That one missed outside. So you guys have obviously a kind of a three-catcher rotation between you, Carson Trumple, who's out there right now, and Garrett Arnold. It's got to be nice having other guys that you can run stuff across, that can, you know, they understand kind of the day-to-day things of being a catcher. That one just missed outside for ball two.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, back home for school back at Gordon State, all three other catchers got hurt for about 4 weeks, so I was the only catcher on that team.
That's brutal.
And
2-0, missed high, ball three. Nowhere to put him here.
You were talking earlier about doubleheaders. Man, I would catch 14 innings on Saturdays for 4 weeks. Yeah, that was a... So it's nice. It's nice to have another catcher.
Your body took a beating.
Slack. Yeah.
Finally, the karma's coming back around in your favor. 3-0 count.
If I catch, I come to the ballpark and I'm just like, all right. I know I can, like, I'm either DHing or
3-0. And there's a strike. Base is loaded, 3-1 count. Joey Hayden, number 9 hitter and left fielder. Nowhere to put him here.
Yeah, you just got to go attack him right here. It's not ideal, but.
The 3-1. That's hit on the ground to short. Beavers Fields flips one. And not in time. So they get one out there at second base. A run does score. Fielder's choice. Ground out there, so. If you can get out of it giving up just two, that would be something that I think you're okay with.
Yeah.
Able to get that fielder's choice. The run does score.
Especially because it looks like we're seeing this guy well so far on their pitcher.
Yep. Pilots hitting now 2-1, and there's a called strike. Back to the top of the order, Tanner Thompson. Thompson batted 8th in the lineup yesterday, leading off today. And he has runners on the corners. Runner on the move, but he'll have to go back after a foul ball.
See, that's something Casey does a really good job with, is mixing up times and holding runners on. You know, as catchers, we really appreciate that.
Makes your life a lot easier.
Yeah, it gives us a chance. Makes us look cool when we throw somebody out.
Absolutely right. Garrett Arnold threw somebody out at third last night.
Yeah, that was a heck of a throw.
The 0-2 runner on the move. Got a swing and a miss. Oh, so that is strike number 3, and the inning is over. We'll take a quick break here, but the Pilots take the lead in the top of the second. 2-1 our score here going to the bottom of the second inning on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
The passion for the officiating craft was instant. And so it really just was part of being away from athletics, missing it in college, and then finding this route back into the game.
Here's Brandon Cruz, new NFL official, on how he became interested in that on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
We're back here for the bottom of the second inning at Hyde Stadium. You can hear the kids getting loud in the crowd, baseball and education day. So I would say probably 95% of our crowd today is just children.
The other 5% is taking care of them.
Yeah, pretty much. All hands on deck. I would not want to be the one to take care of that mosh pit out there behind home plate. Not my thing. I don't nearly have the patience.
They got a little coloring book when they came in or something like that, a little pamphlet. And it's got a page on the back that says got a space for all the Trapper players to sign.
Oh, so you probably
have already signed about 50 of them. So might have to get a few ballpoint pens going.
Right. First pitch to Andrew Beavers hit into center field. Routine play for Barkenhagen, and he's under it for the first out. Are you one of those that's like, you have your autograph down, your signature? Like, is it one of those, like,
no.
You worked on it when you were a kid, or is yours just like, you know what, I'm going to wing it?
Oh, I got a new one every single time somebody hands me something, I'll be honest with you.
Hey, that's fair. You know, mine,
yeah.
I don't really have one either. When I have to sign stuff at, like, stores, I just scribble an R and a B and then call it good.
Yeah.
Eric Lindberg in here for the first time from Canada. Just got back from Germany, I think, a couple of days ago.
It was all, I think, Germany.
0-1, called a strike. Oh.
Germany, Austria, two other countries. I can't remember where, but he was all over Europe.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
He has an 0-2 count. And the pitch, that bounced in front of the plate. to count one and two.
Yeah, he's actually staying at my host family's house.
Okay, so you got to know him a little bit.
Yep. Yep.
Whitley, the 1-2, and goes to the off speed and gets a swing and a miss in the dirt. The throw down to first is in time for the second out. So two quick outs here.
Yeah, he's funny. First night he's there, he's talking about making pancakes and stuff like that, and he asked me if they have any maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you got Canadians asking about syrup. And,
oh, boy.
And I said, yeah, I think they got some in the fridge. And
they probably pulled out, like, the Aunt Jemima bottle, and he probably just had, like, a part of his soul just die.
He brought his own.
Oh, that's amazing.
He brought his own.
Makes it so much better.
His family owns a maple syrup farm.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's got his own product. Did you try it? Not yet. He said he's going to make me some pancakes.
You got to try it because it is better. I promise. It just tastes better. We've made our own maple syrup before at home in Wisconsin. My stepdad decided to just like to tap into our maple trees and make syrup. You have no idea how much sap goes into making just like one bottle. It's crazy. That misses in the dirt. To Carson Trumpold, the count 2-0. We probably boiled a vat. I don't even know if I can explain. It was probably a solid 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. There's a swing and a miss. Full of sap just to get like three bottles, like just regular like mason jar bottles.
Dude. Yeah, he had a pretty good size one. But I'll have to try that and give it a review.
You definitely will. Oh, that one missed with maybe that disappearing slider from a lefty into a righty. Count 3-1. The 3-1 pitch, nubbed foul off the foot. He needs to maybe walk that one off a little bit. In your eyes, when you're at the plate, what is like what's the hardest pitch
change
to pick up? Change up?
No doubt.
Does it just look like a fastball and then it dives?
I mean, you see something straight, like curveballs, I mean, it's a little bit easier to see because you can see like the top spin, you can see the difference in spin. Like sometimes they'll change arm angles or something like that, and fastball changeup, picking up the difference between that, it's always just like, it's always with like the location of the wrist, and it's one of the harder pitches to pick up. That's why they like pitchers with a good changeup will always go far in baseball.
So is a changeup also the hardest pitch to catch?
I wouldn't say that. I think probably for me it's a left-handed slider.
Okay, that's fair.
Just because it's coming into that back knee of mine where that glove side knee.
So you just got to really get out and make sure that.
Yeah, you got to get it like out and under it and work. It's almost like you're trying to work back against it, like get on plane with it and work it back into the strike zone. But it's always been my weakness, in my opinion, catching wise. But
catching the sliders, swing and a miss, a hearty hack there from Preston Lau. The off speed, the count now 0-2, two away here, bottom of the second. Carson Trumpold on first base. The number 9 hitter Preston Lau. Whitley, the 0-2, bounced it.
Boy.
The count now 1-2. The Trappers wearing the gold jerseys today. The Pilots wearing the white. No longer the exact same uniform combo like we saw yesterday.
Yeah. I bet that was fun to watch.
1-2, fouled, straight back. Luckily, in baseball, that's the one sport you can get away with it.
Yeah.
For basketball, you literally can't.
No.
Like, there was a time, I'm a big Thunder fan, and so there has been twice in the last 2 years where the Thunder have walked out onto the court against their opponent, and they both were wearing the same color jerseys, and literally one of them has to go change. It's like you just can't in basketball or football. 1-2, hit get on the ground, and it's through the left side of the infield for a base hit.
That baby.
So Preston Lau battles, hits one there through that 5-6 hole on the left side, and there are now two runners aboard.
That's good to see him get on the board.
He had a fantastic first game, a debut game, got on base all 6 times the plate against the Raging Roosters, but since then has not recorded a hit up until now. As you were saying, that was a good one to get back in the hit column.
Yeah, good 1-2 battle right there. No, I'm not trying to do too much with it.
Now Jackson Mix with two runners aboard here. First pitch.
A good take.
That one at the knees and called low for ball 1. lefty-lefty matchup. Whitley checking on the runners. Now we'll go home with the 1-0. Man, there's a strike taken.
Hey, there we go.
Got some bubbles flying around here. You see them? They're out in full force.
You'll see things you've never seen at the ballpark with this many kids.
Oh, goodness, yeah. And I would not want to be the one to have to clean up after the kids, too. 1-1, that's hit out to right field. Hit well, but it will die out there and right, and Becker is under it to make the catch.
There goes that wind.
The wind,
just classic wind, man.
Just pounding from right field across to left, so anything hit to right field is going to stay up and most likely die. Mix gave it a good ride there, but it just hung up, and that will retire the side. The Trappers strand two runners on board. We go to the third inning. Pilots leading it 2-1 on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Welcome back in here for the third inning between the Pilots and your Pier Trappers. Pilots leading it 2-1. Scored two runs on no hits there in the top of the second, back up here for the third time. And as a reminder, this is game one of our doubleheader today. First game started at about 11:15. Second game will start at 7:05. And this game currently is a seven-inning game. So we're not going to have a full nine today for this early afternoon matchup. It will be a seven-inning competition, which I think is probably for the better. Keep guys fresh. Don't overwork them.
Yeah.
You can hear the kids there.
Ah, they're electric today, man.
Oh, they're out in full force having fun. You know, these are things that, as a kid, you just like coming out, having fun, meeting players and getting autographs. You don't even care who it is. Doesn't even matter. First pitch of the inning. That misses outside. Heck, it could be even me signing the autographs. Although I don't think anyone wants the broadcaster's autograph.
Nah, I'll come get yours later.
1-0, missed outside.
Put on a jersey and come sit in the dugout. I guarantee you'll sign about 100 of those pamphlets.
Oh, definitely.
They don't care. They can't even read cursive.
Unfortunately, though, I'm up here with the headset doing the pregame show. 2-0, big swing and a miss. Wiltshire Lee swung out of his cleats.
Yeah, he was trying to put that one on the bus over there, right field.
Trying to maybe hit it to the train tracks. If someone hit it to the train tracks, I would be a bit concerned.
If somebody hits it out, with that wind, it's going to...
There's a strike across the air from Kasheva. Looked like the slider.
That wind's playing with it, man.
And it just changes directions, too. There's one game you could have it blowing from right to left like it is today. You could have a game where it's blowing straight out, a game where it's blowing straight in, or games where it just changes up throughout the game.
Oh, yeah.
The count 3-2 here. Tyler Wiltshire. And the payoff pitch, hit on the ground to first. Yanish Fields on a hop and flips it to first in time.
Attaboy.
And there is one away.
I'll tell you what, he looks smooth over there today.
He sure does. That's the third time he's had a ground ball hit his way. Fielded it cleanly every time. So one away here in the third. Pretty much an entirely new lineup today for the Trappers compared to last night's game. Trying to get guys some rest. I think it actually might be an entirely new starting nine.
I think so.
It is. Yeah, it is. Just on a quick glance. Entirely new starting nine for the Trappers today is what we had for last night's game, and that's a called strike. Coach Jamie likes to shuffle up the lineup and
give guys
their looks. That's hit on the ground to first again. Yanish Fields flips to first
in time.
Automatic over there at first base, Colton Yanish.
He's money with those flips.
Oh, man. He's been practicing.
Yep.
I tried to give Colton some lessons at the bowling alley the other day for how to bowl it straight, and I was like, you just need to think about it in the same way that you would flip a ball to first. That was what I told him. His next throw, he throws a strike.
Oh, yeah.
You were at the bowling alley with us.
Yeah. I can't really bowl too well. There you go.
That's hit. In foul ground, Yanish may be playable. He is under and gets called off by Mix, who makes the play. That's probably a better idea. You know, the first baseman typically surrenders that to the middle infielder every time.
That was a good inning. We needed that right there.
Quick inning. The Pilots go down in order in the top of the third. We remain 2-1 the score. Trappers looking to even things up here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Bottom of the third inning upcoming. Your Trappers trailing 2-1 here at Hyde. Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers here with Daniel Hab, Trappers catcher, up here for the first time. Most certainly will not be the last. Want to have as many guests as possible.
I like this air conditioner.
Jacob Griffin standing right behind him, maybe in queue waiting to take over with the headset. We'll see.
I got three more outs, buddy.
CJ Cumbo will lead it off here for the bottom of the third. Danny, what do you think of the music choice today between half innings? We've heard Baby Shark. We just heard Firework from Katy Perry.
The fireworks from my childhood, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably before these kids were even born.
That makes you feel old right there.
Yeah, that does make me feel really old, actually, thinking about that.
These kids, yeah, they have no idea anything about any of our childhoods. First pitch, swinging CJ Cumbo. Swing and a miss. That was kind of how CJ looked when I played against him in MLB The Show
two nights ago.
I beat him 13-5. I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, I heard that was rough.
He wants a rematch. So I'll have to give it to him at some point. The count 1-1.
You need one after that.
You a big video game guy?
Sometimes, you know. I brought my PS4 up here, but I haven't plugged it in yet.
1-1, fouled off the count.
It's been sitting
1-2. What games do you play?
MLB The Show mostly.
Okay, so you're on board with us.
Yep.
A lot of guys play it. I was talking to Trevor Seagraves about it last night. Yep. He said that he wants to play.
It's always fun getting done with baseball and then going home and playing baseball again.
It's pretty much a lifestyle.
Yeah.
The count 2-2. Designated hitter, CJ Cumbo. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Staying alive. Caleb Whitley at 37 pitches. Here in 2-plus innings. Of our 7-inning game 1 of the doubleheader. And after this first game, I think the team is going to go eat from what I've heard. The 2-2. Now one hit him on the... Like it got him on the calf with the right leg there. It's an awkward spot to get hit.
He's a running back, though. He's used to getting hits.
Got that stocky build.
Oh, yeah.
He's on first base now. Logan McKeever.
He said he used to play running back, and he used to get the ball, and he used to hide behind the offensive line, and nobody would know where he went.
I could see that. CJ at about, 5'7"?
Yeah.
On a good day.
He can play now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Logan McKeever, 1-for-1 in the game. First pitch, missed low. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7K, GFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. 1-0 count to McKeever, and the pitch. That's roped to right center field. Going to be a tough play for Barkenhagen, and he is there for the first out. And that wind again, you know, pushing everything back towards center field. You know, maybe if that wind is not blowing, or if it's blowing straight out, that ball might carry there to that 378 sign.
That was a barrel right there. That's just unlucky.
Mother Nature had other plans.
Mm-hmm.
So just a rough line out there for Logan McKeever. CJ Cumbo had to retreat back to first base. Pick over to first, not in time.
Yeah, that's always fun when you're a hitter and you hit the ball and you're just like, oh yeah, I'm running for days now. And ends up just being right at somebody.
Gets taken away from
you. Yeah, that's always frustrating.
Cumbo on the move. Throw down and not in time. There's a stolen base for CJ Cumbo. Using that running back speed.
Yeah. It's a good jump right there on that lefty.
You know who I think might be the unluckiest player on the roster when it comes to lining out?
Hunter Brown. Oh, my gosh. He's probably hit every single ball hard this year.
He is lined out or hit hard ground out so many times, I can't even count anymore.
I told him he needs to start going to church on Sundays. Maybe that'll change it. But
honestly, the count 1-1 to Tynan Shahidi.
Yeah, that kid's a baller, though. He can play some good baseball.
He got into a bit of a collision there on Sunday night, had to leave the game.
Yeah, he got hit in an unfortunate spot that I'm familiar with as a catcher.
Yeah, it's not one of those that...
Yeah, I had to give him some advice on that one.
One of the worst places you could probably get hit.
Mm-hmm.
He told me the day after that, as here comes the 1-2, hit out to center field, Barkenhagen under it. There's a line out. Cumbo fakes the tag, but will go back to second. He was telling me, though, that after that collision, had to obviously take a few moments to regather himself and then stay in for one batter.
Oh, it's hard.
And then he said that after that first batter, he felt the world starting to spin around him and was like, you know what? I can't stay in this game. I've got to get out. So that is exactly what he did.
Yeah, I get one of those about every month or so.
It's brutal.
Haven't got it yet this month, so it'll probably come later today now that I'm talking about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better find some wood to knock on or something. I don't think there's any around here.
It's inevitable.
First pitch to Yanish. Comes up empty there. He's been a defensive menace out there today at first.
Oh, yeah. Vacuum.
Lefty-lefty matchup.
Yeah, don't let Colton get a hold on here.
He's got some power. 0-1, chopped it, foul, straight back. I think for Colton, it's just one of those figuring out your body and becoming in tune with it and having that coordination of knowing your swing. You know, he's got the power. He has shown it in batting practice. Just needs to become a little bit more in tune with his swing. The 0-2 chopped right back at the pitcher, Whitley Fields, and calmly flips to first to retire the side.
All right, man.
So that will end the inning here in the bottom of the third. That's all she wrote. Danny, you're going to go down and head back into the sun and get out of the AC.
Yep.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll have you back on. We'll have you back on. Like we said, you're in a rotation, so typically you would have at least one out of every three games off. So we can make this a regular thing. You did great.
Oh, yeah.
So have a substitution, and
awesome.
Good luck later tonight.
Behind
the dish. So we'll have a sub here. We'll have a new player on the headset when we come back for the top of the fourth inning on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back in here for the fourth inning at Hyde Stadium. Casey Kasheva back out for the fourth. He will throw pitch number 50 of the outing here in a moment. I've got Jacob Griffin with me now. We just had Daniel Hab up here, and he's going back down. Now we've got Jacob Griffin out of the lineup here for game one, but might have to leave and be ready at a moment's notice to pitch. Isn't that right, Jacob?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on how Casey's feeling. I mean, he's at 50 pitches, but he's a dog, so that's a seven-inning game, so he might just be himself. You know, he can go seven. I've seen him do it.
Yep.
I've seen him go eight. Sure. I mean, it'd be nice if it was a nine-inning game and he went all nine innings, you know. So we got a dog on the mound. We got a dog behind the plate. We'll have some fun today.
First pitch of the inning to Isaac Becker. That bounced with the off-speed. Count 1-0. Jacob, you've been on that list of maybe having to pitch a couple of times this year.
Yeah.
And you talked to me about your splitter.
Yeah.
Like your crown jewel there in your pitching repertoire.
Well, the thing is it was kind of just a funny thing. Like, I was just starting to throw it back in school ball at Ottawa with our center, T.D. Walker.
There's a called strike.
My throwing partner. We would throw a little flat ground short boxes every day before a game and practice. And I was like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try to see what I can do. And ever since then, I've just kind of honed it in. And, you know, I'll throw that fastball, and then I'll throw that, you know, changeup. And then if they really don't think they can hit me or they think they can hit me, you just throw that splitter in there and it's going to fall off the table. And
yep. I've never faced a splitter in real life before. I'd be scared to.
Well, I think I get it from, you know, just family members and seeing them pitch. And
there's a leadoff walk.
I think that's
Isaac Becker.
I think that's where I get it from. You know, family members, we have pitchers in our family.
You talked about your family history in baseball. Your brother, you mentioned, who's, what, you said 6'4"?
6'4", 230.
My goodness. Then you mentioned your dad who played as well.
Yeah, my dad played in the fall at Sam Houston State. Did not make the team, but, you know, from what I heard, the stories that my grandparents tell me, he was good. He was fast, and he was a point guard and shooting guard in basketball.
All right.
So, and he said that there was one point where he dunked it straight, like
Okay. He
baited it through the legs, dunked it. But I don't know if that's even possible.
The cameras weren't on, so we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Count 1-0 to Josh Simon. There's a strike.
This guy pitched yesterday. He was doing pretty well.
He did. He picked up the win. I think six innings maybe.
Yeah, my cousins have also played. My whole family has been around the game my whole life. I grew up playing baseball, football, basketball. I did not get the basketball genes in the family.
No?
No.
I'm going to guess. So how long did you play football for?
I played it for about, you know, a couple years. Fifth to about freshman year of high school.
Now, missed outside, the count 2-2. What position?
I was a tight end, defensive end, and free safety.
Okay, I can see that.
So, in the state of Texas, either you play baseball or you play football. There is no
2-2, fouled off again.
There's nothing else, you know. Nothing else you can do.
Yep. It's true.
It is true.
I have a lot of friends that are from the state of Texas, so you go and drive around and you just see the high school football stadiums and you're just like, really, that's a high school?
Yeah, it's
that's rope to left field on a line. Lindbergh on the move and it's over his head.
That's gonna maybe score one.
We'll see. Becker's gonna hold up at third, and that's an extra base hit there off the bat of Josh Simon. Just lasered it. That wind kind of maybe pushed it a little bit there towards that left field wall over the head of Eric Lindbergh.
Becker might have thought that was caught.
That ball was absolutely destroyed off the bat. That got to the fence in a hurry.
Yeah, that was.
I wonder what the exit velo was on that.
I'm going to probably say 98. to 100. The other way, I mean, that's, I mean, you know, first to third, but you should go first to home on that, usually, over the head.
The ball might have just been hit too hard. Might have not given him a chance.
Maybe.
You're pretty familiar with this guy up here.
Oh, yeah.
Micah Barkenhagen fouls one off to the left side.
This is a college teammate of mine. We've had some long nights, you know, staying up late, talking. He's come over to the crib.
Baseball house.
And, man, we've had some moments. We've shared a lot, you know.
He had two home runs last night.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. I've seen him do that multiple times. Like, in BP, he is outright probably the best hitter that you've ever witnessed. Like, I would put him up there with Griffin Dorsey.
He has the same hair as Griffin Dorsey.
Yes.
He has that bleached blonde,
that's natural.
Bit of a mohawk. It's not even bleached. It just looks like it.
It's natural.
Wow. 1-1, fouled off.
He's up there hacking. But, I mean, you know, I don't like to root for the other team, but, you know, you never want to see a teammate on the other team do bad.
Yeah.
You know, you always want them to do good.
For sure. Absolutely, because it's a bond that you have.
It's.
And ultimately, it's summer league ball. You know, you guys are both there to get better for when you go back to school.
You know, hopefully he's my co-partner this, you know, this.
1-2, fouled again.
Hopefully we can be a battery, you know, the 1-2 punch. And we got another guy at Ottawa that I was trying to get out here. But I hope he's doing well. You know, he's recovering. You know, so maybe that would be us three. So hopefully we do well.
The 1-2. Ran in and got him. Looks like on that hip.
You know what, though? I'm much rather him get hit.
He can wear it
because I don't want him to go 2 for 3 for 3 with a bomb, you know, two bombs again.
Yeah, you're okay with him taking first and not making it 5-1 instead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it all depends on how, you know, life is, how life is going, you know. I don't even know.
Now it is Josiah Collado, the catcher, with bases loaded and nobody out. Not one of those situations you like to be in. That one spikes and gets away, and Becker will score easily.
You know, maybe if I was Mix or Logan, you know, as a infielder, I'd go talk to Casey.
Yeah,
I would go. I would go talk to him. I would.
He had a rough top of the second. Two runs scored, and there was no hits in the inning. So it was just a lot of walks, hit by pitch, wild pitches. And then he looked like he figured it out there in the third, got a 1-2-3 inning. But now here in the top of the fourth again, things looking the same way as they were in the second.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Wow, second pitch in the dirt, actually.
We have Simon on third. He is getting a massive lead.
Got to check and see this here.
He is.
Oh, he sure is. He is almost halfway home. The 2-0 missed high.
It's kind of weird how, you know, baseball works. The baseball gods is like what we like to say, you know?
The baseball gods. Yep.
Some days it's just our days and some days it's not. But, mm-hmm. you know, if I was Casey or Carson.
3-0 missed, ball 4. That one not even close either.
You know, even though that's ball 4, it's all right. But, you know, open base at first, good idea. But if I was Carson, if I'm a catcher, I'm going to look down there and I'm going to try to backpick.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to backpick Simon at third.
Gets a huge lead and an even bigger secondary.
Because the thing is he's not going to expect it.
Yeah.
Because he stands there and he waits. Now, most guys, they'll hustle back to the bag in fair territory. But if he's in foul territory,
easy lane down there.
Easy lane is what we like to call it.
A quick conversation there on the mound with Casey Kasheva.
Yeah, Carson was probably telling him, hey, look, just hone it in, be you, be great. You know, that's all it really is. You got this, you know, you're a dog.
Just looked like Casey has had a hard time with that slider today. Not been able to grip it, not been able to get it across, everything just kind of staying.
Yeah, it's just one of those
things. That glove side. First pitch, and there's a strike.
There we go. Oh, boy, Case.
So, Joey Hayden.
Maybe that pep talk did work.
Might have. I know a lot of people always curious what goes on in those conversations on the mound when you have one of those talks. The 0-1, and there is strike 2.
See?
So after that quick mound visit, Kasheva followed up the four-pitch walk with two straight strikes here. Infield playing in. The 0-2. Sit on the infield.
Come on.
McKeever in foul ground is under it, battling the sun, and makes the catch while drifting back into fair territory. With that sun being directly above the infield, that is a very difficult play.
That was going to be a tough one today. You know, it looks like we might have some action in our pen. Looks like a little Brady going down there.
Brady Glenn. So you might be up on deck here sometime soon to go get warmed up in the pen.
Yeah. We're feeling, you know, but I hope Casey does good, you know.
Yeah. Tanner Thompson, that one hit him. First pitch. Just missed in again. Just that hand side just been missing inside every time. Or not every time, but when he's missed, a lot of them have been inside and hit some batters.
Here's the thing, though. It's only 4-1.
Yeah.
In the fourth inning. It's still a close ball game.
It is.
We almost came back last night.
Yep.
You know, just
that was the fourth hit batter of the game for Kasheva.
Ooh.
All of them have been righties, and they've all been pretty much in that exact same way where the ball is missed inside up near the hip.
Yeah. You know.
Tyler Wiltshire, the count 1-0. Base is loaded, one away here. A double play would be fantastic right about now.
Oh, it'd be amazing. We got middle back, corners in.
1-0, swing and a miss. Packing. That was a hefty swing, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Corner infield's playing in, setting up maybe a play at the plate. Middle infield playing in double play depth.
I like this setup. This setup's good. You know,
1-1. And that just missed.
Where did that miss? Is that out?
Looked like an off-speed. I think they're going to say it was maybe a little bit out.
Wow.
I was talking with Daniel Hab about the strike zone last night. Just one of those where, you know, it's inconsistent. It's hard to really get a beat on it. And just sometimes you just can't lock into it because you don't know,
you know,
happening, what's coming next.
Yeah, you know, I struggled last night at the plate. You can't let the umpires affect your game.
Right.
It's easy to let them. Oh, it's easy for them to get in your head. But I got some good advice from my hitting coach last night.
Yep. What was that?
And he said, look, you're going to be great no matter what you do. And your goal should be taking one pitch at a time, one swing at a time. You should have the most checked out, like, swing.
Yep.
That every swing should be clear mind.
Yep. And take it one pitch at a time.
One pitch at a time.
Payoff pitch and a swing and a miss. A big punch out there for Casey Kasheva.
It's kind
of the second out of the inning.
It's kind of how that works, you know. It's just you learn, and I'm pretty good at taking advice. My hitting coach has been around baseball his whole life. You know, he was a hitting coach for the Astros, the Nationals, the Blue Jays, the Yankees.
I know he gave you some advice there after that first series at home.
Mm-hmm.
Told you just to relax, not think so much.
Yeah.
And you ended up hitting a home run a couple of days later.
Yeah, it's just I listen to him a lot. My dad, you know. My mom even gives me good advice. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, mom knows best, right?
Yeah. 0-1, miss low.
Moms always know what you're thinking, what your soft spots are.
It's true. It's very true.
So hopefully, you know, you get to be who you, you know, it's just how it goes.
Base is loaded. Two away here. Top of the fourth. There's strike two.
On the outer black, I don't know, man. This guy's been inconsistent, but if he keeps pounding it right there, he's going to have to call it eventually.
Yep.
And like he did on those
force
two.
Him to call it.
Force him. You just have to. That's the whole goal, is forcing the umps to call pitches.
1-2. Has to go back door. Did not get the call.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've probably gotten good advice from your mom or your...
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Your grand... Even the grandparents, you know, even how they just... They've been through more than you ever think of.
Yep. 2-2, and that one hit him on the back. So that is another run in on hit by pitch. That's the first lefty that Kasheva has hit in this game, but the fifth hit batter in total. And I would have to assume, with Kasheva now at 83 pitches, five hit batters, and the Pilots now winning 5-1, I would have to assume that the end of the road is quickly approaching here in this game for Kasheva on the mound.
Hopefully not, you know. Hopefully
he can find it.
Hopefully he can find it, you know. But we got a dog coming in anyways.
That's called a strike.
With Brady. Brady's a new kid. You know, he had his outing against the Saber Dogs. And
everyone had their outing against the Saber Dogs.
You know, and it wasn't the best. But,
yeah.
You know, and then we went and played the Raging Roosters, and he came in and he did his work.
Yeah.
You know, I think it all depends on how you find it, what I've seen from him is he's not talkative, but he puts in the work. He puts in the time.
0-2, line to left center field. That'll get down for extra bases. Yes. One run will score. Two runs will score. They're going to send the third run around. The throw from Beavers to the plate. It is
in time.
And they gun him down at the plate. So that will end the inning, but two runs score for the Pilots on that two RBI double from Jalen Lee. Makes it 7-2-1, but a nice relay there to Beavers and then to Trumple to tag out Walton at the plate. So 7-1 our score. We go to the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a quick break here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win four tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins Sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins Sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Home, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. 7-1 our score. The Pilots leading it over your Trappers. Ryan Breeden here, joined by Jacob Griffin. He'll be here for the remainder of this inning, so until the conclusion of the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah. You know.
The Pilots just put up a five spot in the fourth inning, a couple of hits batters, and then a couple of runs scored there on that two RBI double from Jalen Lee, the first baseman.
Yeah, now we got Andrew Beavers up to the plate.
Beavers made that strong throw home to gun down Walton at the plate to end the inning.
Yeah.
It was a big third out. You know, just before we started this inning, the throw down from Collado that you typically do, you know, when the pitcher gets done warming up, that final warm-up pitch, he'll throw it down to second. He threw it and it took a bad hop on Jack Walton, and it hit him in that hamstring, and so he's kind of gingerly walking on the left leg now.
Yeah.
First pitch missed outside.
You know, I got hit last night in the quad.
Yeah. 1-0 fouled off.
You know, I've always been told, you know, by my club coach, my hitting coach, my travel ball coach, what they always say is don't rub it, rub dirt on it. And, you know, it's always one of those things that just makes you not think about it. So if you don't think about it, you're going to be good.
Yep.
You know, this is the most people I've seen at a, you know, most kids I've seen at a Trapper game in probably the 2 years I've been here.
Oh, it's a lot of kids. I've got John Hunt about 10 feet to my right now. Maybe catching his breath. He's been He's hurting all of the cattle out there.
He's been
behind home plate.
He's been doing good.
Entertaining the kids. I do not have nearly enough patience to do that.
I don't even know. Do we have the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA here?
And kids from Lower Brule, from all over, about an hour and a half away. Kids are coming from all over the state.
Wow.
So thanks to all of them for coming out today.
So there you have it from John Hunt.
you know, it's always fun to play in front of kids, give them autographs, sign them, you know, anything they give you. I mean, I've had to sign hands, shoes, arms.
Count three and one now.
I've signed so many things. I couldn't even tell you what I've signed. I've signed a broken bat that wasn't even mine, but I did.
Hey, it works.
It works.
The 3-1.
Fouled off. Healthy hack by Beavers. 3-1. You know, that's, you're looking for a fastball. He got his fastball. He just fouled it straight back.
Just missed it. Count full at 3-2 here. Leadoff man in the bottom of the fourth. Payoff pitch. That's hit to the right side and foul ground. Is it going to be playable? No.
No, it's not.
Jalen Lee made a run for it, but could not get there.
Yeah.
The count remains full.
You know, this ballpark has got weird, like, weird foul territories on our side. We got a hill, like a grass hill that comes out.
Yeah.
And then the fence comes back in towards the bullpen. And it's kind of hard to pick up on some reads. It's from what I've heard from, like, Will.
Payoff pitch line to left side, just foul. Would have been extra bases, but just hooked to the left of that third base line.
Yeah.
You know, that foul territory in at Bancroft Memorial is also a little bit weird. You play out there in right field a lot, and they have light poles just put up in foul ground.
Oh, yeah. You know, it always... And what's crazy about Bancroft is that the telephone wires are live.
Oh, man. And that's ball four to Andrew Beaver. So a leadoff walk. So, good way to.
Like everyone says, you know, play it off. You know, you would think, like, if it hits the wire, it's foul ball. Nah, you hit the wire, you can catch it, and it's fair ball. It's fair game.
That's crazy.
It's alive. It's alive, you know. But I don't really know. I haven't really tried to aim for the wire. You know, I've hit it over the wire.
Yes, you have. You sure have. That was a fun call. You called your shot. Gave me a fun one there. Get it onto that tin roof.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how it's just you have those days at the plate where you're just seeing the ball and it looks like a beach ball.
Yep.
And that was one of those days, you know. You get one of those righties that just kind of just gets you, you know, and you feel good.
Eric Lindbergh up there, the count 0-1.
You know, he's from Canada, so he was over in the UK playing for the Canadian national team.
That's pretty impressive.
So.
He was just on a pretty big road trip now this time.
That was the road trip, the Canadian national team road trip over in the UK.
His walk-up song, actually, I believe, is German.
Yes.
From what I just heard a moment ago and what I was told last night, the 2-1, there's a called strike. On the outside, Lindbergh didn't love the call. But you got to live with it.
You got to live with it. That's what I tell all these new guys is when they come in, like the start of the season too, I was like, look, you're going to get calls that just don't go your way.
2-2, and a swing and a miss with the off speed. Got him. So Lindbergh goes down on strikes for the second time.
Okay.
It's his first start here in Pierre. Now it'll be Carson Trumpold.
Yep.
As you mentioned, talked about your leadership role. Definitely a pretty big role as a leader with this team, being one of the two returning guys, a lot of experience.
Yeah. Hey.
First pitch to Trumpold in the dirt. You know, I'm actually curious. We talked about your wristband that you wear on your left arm. We talked about that before one of the games, I think in Bancroft.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's something you can tell the viewers about that white wristband.
So we got the wristband that says Be Legendary on it. And I wear it every game. And then I got the wrist tape on my throwing arm. And I've been doing it since I was a freshman in college.
Yep. The 1-1.
And
rope to left center field. That'll get down for a base hit.
And
Beaver's rounding second, going to third, and he will cruise in there. So that's a base hit for Carson Trumpold. Moves Beavers from first to third. Now runners on the corners with one away.
And we got Preston Lau coming up to the plate. You know, 5'10", 165. A dude he's a dude, you know, JUCO product, JUCO Bandit is what we call those guys.
JUCO Bandit. He singled in his last at bat.
And if you can hear the walk-up song, this is my walk-up song.
Oh, all right.
And we love it because this gets everybody in the mood. It's the life of the party.
All right. First pitch swinging and foul ground out of play.
But, yeah, so I have this wristband that's Be Legendary.
Yep.
And it was given to me by my trainer. And I never really honed into it. And so about 2 years ago, it was, you got to be legendary in whatever you do, you know. What people say, you know how you've heard this, like, walk with a big stick or, like, walk, you know, yeah. Like you own it.
Yeah.
That's what my trainer preaches. Is he's always like, hey, you got to be you. You got to be legendary. So be legendary.
0-2 pitch. That's called strike three at the knees.
It's all right. And then my right wrist tape, my right wrist tape is one for TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's called TV tape.
Yeah.
I love it, you know.
And you actually, you mentioned your Be Legendary bracelet. You wanted to turn that into a tattoo at some point, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean,
maybe.
It depends, you know.
You talked about your passion for drawing.
Yeah.
Designing your own tattoos even, too.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe. Maybe not.
We'll see. Waved on a miss.
We'll see. I mean, you know, it's going to be one of those things. Like my dad has always told me, you know, if you want it, go get it. But I'm not going to like it.
Yeah.
Because he's not a big fan. And neither is my mom. They don't like them. They don't like tattoos. They don't like, you know, my family's all tatted except my parents. You know, my cousins got tattoos. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things. If you're making your own money, it's your choice. You're 21. Go out and do your own thing. Never get a tattoo. Never get a tattoo in our household.
Counting 2-1 here.
But the Be Legendary is probably one of my favorite wristbands I've had.
Yep.
And probably I don't think I've taken it off since I got it.
No need to.
No.
The 2-1, there's a cold strike too.
It all depends, you know. We got Jackson Mix up to the plate, you know, good leadoff hitter, you know.
Runners on the corners, two away here.
He's looking to drive something the other way. Lefty on lefty.
Big pitch coming up, the 2-2. Rope to right field, back at the track, and it will be off the glove of the right fielder, Becker. One run, scores easily. Trumpled will... He might be caught in a rundown at home, and he is, and the throw is in time.
Well...
Coach Jamie was telling him to stop.
And he kept
going. And Trumpled just ran right through the stop sign. Got himself into a bit of a pickle there between third and home and was thrown out for the final out.
Well, it's been fun.
It has. The Trappers put up a run and cut into the deficit, make it 7-2 now. So that is a RBI double from Jackson Mix that ends up scoring just one after Trumpold is thrown out the plate.
Yep.
That will take us to the fifth inning. Jacob, thank you. And go down and maybe see if you're needed in the bullpen.
Yeah, go trap.
Go see if you can maybe send someone else up here as well.
I will try my best.
Okay, sounds great. We'll take a quick pause here. 7-2 the score. Pilots leading it over your Trappers on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. The Trappers put up one run in the bottom of the fourth, but that is all that they end up scoring after Carson Trumpold is thrown out at home to end the inning. So an RBI double for Jackson Mix. Cuts into the deficit. Makes it 7-2. But now Casey Kasheva is back out there for the fifth. I don't know, maybe a bit surprising, but he just hasn't quite been able to dial it in there on the mound. been an every other inning type of deal. First inning gave up no runs, went through the first three batters with ease. Second inning gave up two. Third inning, the same thing as the first, the 1-2-3 inning. And then in the fourth inning, gave up those five runs. That really is the difference maker in this game so far. If you take out that top of the fourth, we're tied at two. But unfortunately, not how it works. You can't erase half innings. So that takes us to where we are at now with it being 7-2. Running with a solo crew now here once again. Just me, Ryan Breeden up here. I had Daniel Hab for the first three innings, and then I had Jacob Griffin there for the fourth. Appreciate both of them. I told Jacob to send somebody else up here. We'll see if he's able to deliver on that and give us another guest. We have another guest, and oh man, it's the person that I wanted to hear from the most. So that one misses high. Caleb Hay. He's going to be the starter for game two tonight at 7:05. Caleb, I know that you aren't really a big talker, not really used to having the headset on, but thank you for coming up here with me.
Oh yeah, I'm glad. Get to talk to the people.
Absolutely. So you'll be pitching tonight, the starter for game two. So that's a hit by pitch as well. It allows for the runner to reach, and Josh Simon coming up. What is your, through, I guess, a game and a half of seeing the Pilots lineup, what is your prognosis of what they've got going?
They definitely have some guys who are going to be able to hit the fastball. Those are definitely guys you got to watch out. Got to pitch backwards too. Start slow, then attack hard later in the count. It's definitely a...
Taking off for second and a fantastic jump, and so he's in there easily. Becker steals second.
You definitely got to pay attention to who's hitting what pitches and what counts. There's a lot of thinking that goes into it.
Yeah, and the Pilots, they've been able to take advantage with runners on base. Done a good job of that. They reach via either the free pass, hit by pitch, whatever it may be, and able to cash them in. Kasheva, the 1-0, missed high. So it looks like Casey, you know, obviously he's kind of that 1-2 punch with you as being the 1-2 starters. He just looks like he's been a little bit off today.
Yeah, he had definitely had a hot start, and then there was kind of that ball that popped up in the infield that dropped, and it kind of got in his head. And it kind of, I think he's just in his head a little bit, needs to just get out of it, just relax, forget about the past, and just go out there and attack.
Yep. Has a runner on second here with nobody out in the top of the fifth. Facing Josh Simon, that missed inside. The count now 2-2. Simon was the starting pitcher last night for the Pilots, picked up the win. Roped a double to left field in his last at-bat. Swings it from the left side. And the pitch, that one bounced and nearly hit him. And Becker just easily takes third with really no contest down there. So the count full, 3-2, and Becker has stolen second and third. So if you are on the mound here, if you are Casey, are you even worrying about that runner on third, or are you just kind of saying, you know what, I need to attack?
Oh, no, definitely the runner's already on third.
3-2, popped up into left field, Lindbergh on the move, going to be a tough play on the run, and he makes the play, battling the sun, but Becker tags up and scores from third. Nice play from Lindbergh just to even get there. Initially, he was not sure if he was going to be able to make the play, but he does. So that goes down as a sacrifice fly with Becker scoring from third, and it is now 8-2. So I've talked before with some of the guys about Casey, just with his role of being kind of like a pitching coach.
Oh, yeah.
For the team. Do you have conversations with him as well about
his,
like, mechanics and stuff like that?
All the time.
First pitch swinging fouled on the ground.
Yeah, he really knows what he's talking about. The other day we were doing some like this arm recovery stuff with plyos, and he actually has his own thing that he created.
Yep, that fascia stick.
Yeah,
it's cool. He gave me one,
it.
And I talked to him all about it, and it's super cool.
Oh yeah, he definitely really knows what he's talking about. I listen to everything he says.
No one misses. We count 1-1. Kasheva wearing the bright blue glove. Got some color to it. 1-1 pitch. Fouled off. Micah Barkenhagen You know him?
Oh, yeah, I know him real well. Went to college with him for a little bit.
He had two home runs last night. 0 for 0 today. No at-bats, technically. 1-2, missed outside.
Yeah, I know he's annoyed with those two hit-by-pitches.
Yep. There have been, I believe, six in total for Kasheva tonight.
He's a third of them.
And the 2-2, that one, not even close, rolls all the way to the backstop.
Yeah, he's definitely the guy that'll hit the fastball right in the middle if you leave it there. Don't want to make a mistake to him.
Yep. Count 3-2. One away here. Top of the fifth inning. One run already across here for the Pilots. Kasheva looking to record the second out of the inning. And the pitch fouled off again. A battle up there. This first game, just seven innings in duration, so nearing the conclusion of that. And then I think we'll go have a team meal for lunch before coming back here, and then it'll be all business for you when you come back.
Oh, yeah, I got to get something
in. That one missed outside. What is your pregame routine like when you're on the mound?
Usually I eat something kind of filling but kind of light at the same time, so I'm not sluggish.
I think that's going to be it for Casey Kasheva after that walk there of Barkenhagen. We'll keep it here after for this pitching change, because we'll talk with you for a minute about your routine.
So, eat something a little light, a little heavy. Drink a Bang. I drink half of the Bang before I go to my bullpen. Drink a little bit when I get back from my bullpen. And then usually I finish it throughout the game. And I always have a bag of candy during the game too.
What kind?
Sour Patches.
Okay.
Those are my favorite. I love them.
All right.
Sour Patches, this is my go-to.
Kind of like the Marshawn Lynch with his Skittles type of deal. Caleb Hay with a Sour Patch.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Who's that dude in the NFL? DK Metcalf.
Oh, yeah. No, DK Metcalf, you're right.
Eat three bags of candy, one coffee, and one meal a day, it looks like that. Like,
yep,
that's
you're
crazy.
Right. It's DK Metcalf. You look at that and you think, how is that possible?
Yeah,
where
I don't.
I'm sitting up here in this Hyde Stadium press box sitting at a whopping 6'1", 150 pounds.
Yeah.
I look like I'm basically thin as a rail.
Yeah, I think 5'11", about 200 pounds.
Yep.
Boom.
I've always tried to, like, add on weight. I say try. I try for, like, a week, see no progress, and then just give up.
See, that's most people. It takes time.
Yeah, it does. I've been, like, 150 pounds for the last 5 years.
That's great. When I left the college in August, I was 170 pounds. And when I came back in, like, February, I was 205.
Jeez. So what did you do? What's the secret?
In and out and working out.
All right.
A lot of In and Out.
Well, if only I had In and Out, I guess I'll have to substitute it for, like, Whataburger or something. I see the head shake immediately.
That's a
hot button.
Not a big Whataburger guy.
It's like the West Coast, like, versus, like, Midwest, Central Part.
Yeah,
Texas versus California.
Yeah.
It's that rivalry, Whataburger versus In and Out.
My cousin moved to Texas a couple of years ago, and we went out there to visit them. There's a Whataburger and In and Out by each other. And I asked him which one was better, and we went there. It wasn't that good.
Really?
He said that it's good the first time, but then it gets old real quick.
What did you get when you were there?
I just got a regular cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's fair. So when I go to Whataburger, I really don't get burgers anytime when I go there. I only go there for one when it's like midnight, right? Like, I'm hungry. Me and my friends are hungry at midnight, and we go to Whataburger, and I get either the honey butter chicken biscuits or a breakfast burger, which has, like, a patty, an egg, some bacon, some hash browns, and then, like, some sort of, like, sauce they put on it. But that's all that I get. I don't get, like, the burgers or the chicken or anything like that. I'm just two things. That's it.
Simple.
Brady Glynn, the pitcher for the Trappers. First pitch misses low.
See, our go-to back home is our midnight little snack is Jack in the Box. They have a midnight munchies meal.
Okay.
Go-to.
Jack in the Box. That's fouled off out of play back into the stands.
Oh.
We'll see if a kid can get to that one. It'll probably be a track meet to get there. That's a lot of kids, though. I still can't get over it. Every time I peek around and peek my head to that left side underneath that Hyde Stadium, I don't know, you can call it mini grandstand, whatever. That's too many kids in one place for me.
Oh, yeah.
1-1. That one just missed.
I definitely can't do that every day.
I don't have the patience for that.
No.
I don't even have the patience for most dogs yet.
Oh.
I don't know.
See, I like dogs, but I can't stand dogs that, like, don't listen or, like, that are... Because that way with German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Great dog.
Super disciplined.
Okay. He's a great dog. Hyper like no other dog I've ever met in my whole life.
And that's ball four, so a walk there to Josiah Collado. Runners on first and second with one away. So you have a German Shepherd that is not disciplined.
No.
Okay.
He listens, but he's like he wants to play. He loves like playing around. Like we tell him to go get his ball, he gets his ball. Like he's a good dog, but he's hyper. Like when we let him in the house, it takes him like at least an hour to calm down.
Oh gosh. And then like when new people show up, I'm sure that it's like big deal. That one's hit out to center field. Shahidi is under it for the second out. So a fly out there. Now she needs one more out to try and get out of this top of the fifth. Brady Glenn in there for Casey Kasheva, who gave up 8 runs in 4 1/3 innings.
You know what our coolest animal is?
What's that?
An alpaca.
You have an alpaca. That's right. I remember you talking about it. Didn't you say you like gave it like a
mohawk? We gave it a mullet.
Oh, or a mullet. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was on my way home from... Me and my friend went to watch our high school play in the playoffs.
Yep.
And on the way home, I'm driving. I get a picture from my mom. Yeah, we gave the alpaca a mullet. I was like, sounds good to me.
Kind of matches your hairstyle.
Oh, yeah. Got to rock the mullet.
Squares the bunt and pulls it back. So the count now 2-0.
Now he's got to get it pit vipers.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so funny.
And then we're going to make him TikTok famous.
You honestly could.
That's something everybody would like.
What would be the TikTok page name? Squares the bunt and pops that one foul.
There's definitely got to be something with a mullet.
It's got to be.
Mullet Boys.
Okay.
I like that. Mullet Boys.
And that can work. Count 2-1 here, 2 away, top of the fifth inning. Brady Glenn on the mound. Tanner Thompson at the plate, runners on first and second. Pilots leading it 8-2. The pitch got a wave and a miss. Went with the off speed there. Got him swinging. Now 2-2. We'll see what Brady Glenn goes with here. Has good command of pretty much all of his stuff. Doesn't really walk a lot of batters. 2-2. Dips it low. Looks like maybe a changeup.
Yeah, he's good at attacking. He's definitely like that funky lefty that kind of throws everybody off.
A little bit of like a hitch.
Yeah.
At least you notice at the top. Whips in here. 3-2. 2 away. So the runners will be on the move. They take off the 3-2, hit to the right side, and Yanish in foul ground cannot get there. Tried to get on his horse, but could not quite do it. We were talking about him before, how he's still kind of figuring out his frame and his body and growing into it and becoming more in tune with his extremities.
Yeah, he's a funky one.
Colton, he is a funky one, but he's a good one.
Oh, yeah. He definitely could be a good. He just needs to work on it.
Payoff pitch, hit to the right side, and through for a base hit. They're going to send the runner around, and the throw to third is not in time. The snap throw to second, also not in time. So Barkenhagen scores from second base, and the runners advance to second and third. Makes it 9-2 here. Just snuck that one through the right side of the infield past Jackson Mix. Not really a whole lot you can do about it. So that'll go down as a single with an RBI and runners advancing. Now it will be Tyler Wiltshire. First pitch, and there's a strike. Attacking early in the count.
That's what we need. Definitely got to work better early in the count, get ahead, because then the batters are playing more of a defense.
Yep. The 0-1 fouled off the mask of Carson Trumple. The count now 0-2. Two runs are scored here for the Pilots in the top of the fifth. The most recent one, an RBI single from Tanner Thompson. If you want to try and come back in this game, need to try and hold things right here where they're at. Certainly don't want to let either of these runners on base score. 0-2. Missed. It's like that changeup.
Oh, yeah.
I never could throw a changeup. I just would release it high every time.
Changeups are one of the hardest pitches to throw, but they're also one of the hardest pitches to hit.
Daniel Hab was saying when he was up here earlier that it's the hardest pitch for him to see when he's at the plate, when he's up there.
Because it usually has the same spin as a fastball.
It just drops.
It just drops.
1-2. And that's nubbed off the end of the bat, and luckily it hooks foul. That would have been one of those that would have brought in both runs and could have classified it as maybe a bit of a cheap hit if that would have gotten down off the end of the barrel and just blooping to left field, but luckily it hooked foul. No foul lines in the grass in the outfield. That is so weird.
That's tough. I've never seen that before.
I haven't either until right now. There's just the infield chalk lines, but the paint doesn't extend out to the poles.
I honestly just realized that now that you said that.
100%. Umpire's discretion on any ball that's close.
Oh, yeah.
The 1-2. It's roped to left field. Lindberg on the move, and he makes the play. Over the head catch there to retire the side, and it was a big out to try and maybe keep this doable. The Trappers have got three more innings to work with on offense. And they're down 9-2, going to the bottom of the fifth inning here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Got a game of tug-of-war going on down that first base line right before we go here. We've got some players from each team on there. Will Hoke and Anthony Barraza are pulling for the Trappers side. Oh, gotta love it on Baseball and Education Day. I think the Trappers side is going to win it here. Barraza on the end as the anchor. Really pulling here before the bottom of the fifth. A lot of entertainment here at Hyde. And I know the YouTube Live can't really see it because it's just out of view of the camera, but that's all right. So the Trapper side does win the tug of war. Barraza and Will Hoke and some of the kids victorious. So we'll go to the bottom of the fifth now, ready for play. Caleb Whitley back out there for his fifth inning, giving up just two runs. Pilots lead it 9-2 here in this seven-inning game, game one of our doubleheader. Ryan Breeden here, joined by Caleb Hay, the starter for tonight's game. Caleb, you're probably going to stick things out here till the end of the fifth and then head back down?
Heck yeah, I like that.
All right, sounds great. You can go back out in the sun. I'll enjoy the AC and
work on my
enjoy the shade. Work on the tan, that's exactly right.
Too bad I need
to do that more.
Too bad I don't tan, though.
Just burn?
Yep, burn, go back to being white.
Well, I usually tan, but I haven't been out in the sun enough. CJ Cumbo will lead it off. first pitch, missed at the shins. And so CJ on his cleats, actually, I noticed this before the game. He has MA14 written on the heel of both of his cleats. And so I asked him, CJ, what's that about? And he said, it's one of my friend's brothers who passed away last year, and it's in memory of him.
Yeah.
And that's fouled off.
I like stuff like that.
So CJ wore number 14 last year in college. And so continuing on in remembering with writing it on the cleats, you see athletes do that a lot. You know, if they have a cause that they want to support, if they have someone, a loved one who passed away, somebody, they'll write it on the cleats, on the wristbands.
Yeah, I love that.
Yep.
Part of the game. I love it when people do like that. It just makes the game better.
People able to express themselves and show support. 3-1. Looped into right field, but settles in on that edge of the grass and caught by the second baseman, Tanner Thompson, for the first out. Looks like it might have jammed him a little bit there and just hung up. So that is the first out of the inning. Now will be Logan McKeever, who is 1-for-2. Singled in his first at-bat. Trapper's got on the board first in this game, winning it 1-0, but then the Pilots put up 2 runs in the second, 5 runs in the fourth, and 2 runs in the fifth. Got us to where we're at now, 9-2. McKeever first pitch swinging, comes up empty. So the count 0-1 here. And the pitch. And I just missed low. What have you thought about the strike zone today? What have you noticed from it?
It's not that bad. There's definitely been a couple calls that he's missed or made a little iffy call, but at the end of the day,
rope to shortstop, fielded on a hop from Walton. The throw to first is in time for the second out.
At the end of the day, we can only see from the dugout, so there's not really a 100% chance if we're right or wrong.
Right. Yeah. I know I've talked to a couple of guys about last night's umpire a little bit. Just one of those where you kind of shrug your shoulders and say, I don't really know what to do with this.
Yeah, last night was definitely brutal. I definitely thought that there was some bad calls. There was one that was in the dirt, and he called it a strike.
That's hit on the ground to third, and it's off the glove of Wiltshire into left field from Tynan Shahidi. I don't know. I have the power here with the score. I'm the official scores keeper, so I have the power. Do I give that a hit or do I give it an error?
I think it was a hit. It was a hard hit. He definitely took a bad hop.
We'll see what that gets us. What do you guys think in the box? You gave it an error? All right, fine. I'll listen. I'll give it an error. I know I'm going to hear about it later after the game. Every time there's a marginal call, the person who always gets asked, it's always me after the game, and someone, whether it be, it's been Seagraves a few times, it's been Maddox Mueller, it's been Jacob Griffin, some guys are like, did you give that a hit or an error? And then if I say that I gave it an error, they always try to plead their case with me, and they're like, oh, come on, I would have beat it out anyway, or oh, it wasn't a routine play, or oh, he didn't even get his glove on it. And it's like, well.
There's definitely a lot of, like, in and out of it, because there definitely is, like, you don't even put a glove on it, then how can you say it's an error?
That's chopped foul by Yanish.
But it's just whatever you think. 50-50.
I generally like to side with rewarding the players, but sometimes you just can't. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And I only score the home games. So for the away games, when they ask me, I say, I don't know. I didn't score it. The 0-2 pitch to Yanish and got him swinging for strike three. That will end the inning. So the Trappers go down on 4 batters in the bottom of the fifth. Score remains 9-2 after the strike three from Colton Yanish. So, Caleb, I assume you're going to go down and hang out with the team for the last 2 innings and get ready for tonight. And so I appreciate your time. And if you have anyone down there in the dugout who wants to come up and chat for the last inning or two, send them my way.
All right, I got someone.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Caleb.
Thank you.
And so we'll take a quick break here, and we'll go to the sixth inning on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice cold beverages and a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Oahe Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Welcome in here to Hyde Stadium for the sixth inning. We're doing the seventh inning stretch right now because this game is only a seven-inning game, being game one of today's doubleheader between your Trappers and the Pilots. Pilots winning it right now, 9-2. Brady Glenn back out there for his second inning of relief. Picked up the final two outs there in the fifth. He will face Jack Walton to lead it off. Walton was gunned down at the plate a couple of innings ago. First pitch missed inside. The count 1-0. We'll see who Caleb Hay sends my way here for a guess. I think I have an idea of who it might be. That one's fouled off straight back. I've got an idea. It's like WWE style introductions. You don't know who you're going to get. And yep, it's exactly who I thought it was going to be. Putting on the headset. Anthony Barraza. This is Anthony's first time up here with me during a game. He did a pre- and post-game interview before. So that one's fouled off. Anthony, welcome to the broadcast for the first time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
Heck yeah, man. So you got the day off, the game off, I guess, for this first doubleheader. I would think we'll be in back in the lineup for the game tonight at 7. That one's fouled off, out of play. Anthony, we've talked about you a lot on the broadcast. You know, you hit your first home run of the year in Bancroft a couple of weeks ago. I've talked about just kind of your story, you know, over the last couple of years. Really changed your body, really bought into the sport, really trying, you know, to get on that path. Because that one's nubbed up in the air on the shallow outfield. Andrew Beavers, a shortstop, calls him off and makes the catch. And so, like, I mean, I guess first, let's just start there with that, you know, like just transforming your body really to being now where you got some muscle, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, yeah, so am I guess right after high school, COVID year, I put on some weight. I went up to roughly 300 pounds. I think the scale said 298 to be exact. Tried walking onto my JUCO, Santa Ana, and that's when I knew something needed to change. So I got a job at actually Home Depot pushing carts.
All right.
And like a month in, I decided to step on the scale, and I lost 10 pounds. So I was like, you know what? Let's see how far I can take this thing. So 6 months later, I was 85 pounds down. Felt like I was in pretty good shape. Tried baseball, made the team. So, yeah, here I am now.
It's awesome. So we have a 2-0 count to Jalen Lee, the cleanup hitter. He drove in two runs in his last at-bat, and that one just missed low. It's been a high strike zone for the home plate umpire. Not a lot of calls low in the zone. We saw some of those calls last night. The 3-0 and ball four. So I've also talked before, Anthony, about how you are a big fan of Ivan Melendez at Texas.
Indeed, yeah. I'm a big Ivan Melendez fan. I want to be the second coming of that man. You know, everything he stands for, the way he just hits the ball, I just stare in awe. Like, I literally want to be that man. I'm not going to lie to you.
He has He was at 30 home runs, but I think he's at 31 or 32 now.
32 now.
32. And wasn't the record or the for Chris Bryant, wasn't it 31?
31 in the BB Corps era.
So he ended up beating it.
Yeah.
And he's still playing.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Omaha. Unfortunately, I don't really like Texas, but that yep. goes back to something deeper than the 1-0. There's a called strike.
I'm not a big, like, I don't really pay attention really to much college baseball. I just, like, yeah, I watch it here and there, but, like, especially when, like, the playoffs are around, yeah, I watch it. So, right now, Texas is probably my go-to right now, but that'll probably get a lot of hate.
Hey, it's all right. You know, there's a lot of people who love Texas, but then everyone who doesn't love Texas pretty much hates Texas. You know, you have the yeah. whole horns down thing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much a nationwide symbol of just anti-Texas Longhorns. Gotta love it. We count one and two to Isaac Becker. That's fouled off. Is it playable? Yanish on the move, and he will not get there. Maybe if he's had a little bit more wheels. Are you making that play at first?
Honestly, it's probably tight. It's tight. Me and Yanni, I feel like we're probably on the same speed range right there. So maybe I might try a layout once or twice okay. a season. Who knows?
I want to see a race between you and Colton.
You know, maybe we'll get that going after the game.
That would be fun. We got to see a race. I want to see a couple of guys race on the team. I want to see if anyone can beat Maddox, because I don't think that's possible. That one's in foul ground on the same spot, pretty much. Yanish doesn't even try for that one. Says, you know what, forget it. I tried for the last one and didn't get there. I'm not sprinting for this one. The count remains 1-2.
But, yeah, I honestly don't know if anyone could dethrone Maddox as the fastest kid on the team.
I don't know if that's possible either. He had his first home run of the year last night. The 1-2 hit on the ground to third. Could be two, but it bounces off the heel of the glove of McKeever, and there is no throw. But they have him picked back off at second. Heads-up play from McKeever, and now they might try to check on the runner at first, but he goes back to the bag. So heads-up play. McKeever pump fakes the throw to first, and they got Jalen Lee a little bit off the bag at second. Just picked back over and got into a rundown and got that tag for the second out. Some heads up baseball there for the third baseman, Logan McKeever. Unconventional fielder's choice is what that will go down as. So now two away. Top of the sixth. Joshua Simon. First pitch. There's a called strike. Anthony, I know that you're a gym rat, I guess, as you would call it. You go work out pretty much every day. You told me that one's fouled off. You like to go work out early in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, really early.
Yeah. Well, my routine kind of fell off a little bit when I got here. It's just a little hard with doing it on the road and stuff.
Yeah.
But back home for a good while, I was waking up at 4 a.m., 4:45, getting to the gym by 5.
And that's called strike three from Brady Glenn, so gets the punch out. Two into the inning, so Anthony, go ahead and finish your story, and then we'll take a quick break.
But, yeah, every day I used to just wake up at 5 a.m. just to get it in because my gym got really, really packed anytime after that.
Oh, man. See, that's too early for me. 4 a.m., like, I'm still asleep, but, like, I'm probably just a couple of hours into my sleep at 4 a.m. I'm a big night owl, not an early bird.
I respect that. I try not to sleep really that much, so sometimes I go to bed at like 12 a.m. just force myself to get up at 4.
But that's fair. We'll take a quick break here and come back for the bottom of the sixth on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com.
And we're back here for the bottom of the sixth inning at Hyde Stadium. Trappers down 9-2, trying to mount a rally. Andrew Beavers will lead it off for the Trappers. And now a new guest, my fifth guest of the broadcast, John Hunt, back up here, the most natural of all of my guests, the ones who've got the most broadcast experience, and that one's bounced for ball one. John, you have been running around like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to wrangle probably about 300 kids out there. You've been on the move this entire game.
Yeah, we're between 300 and 400 kids today. That ball's hit foul long.
Hit it well. That would have been a home run if it was just
straighten that thing out a little bit. Yes. But the kids have been awesome. The supervisors that have brought the kids. We've got kids here from all over the place. We'll throw some shout-outs to our friends in the Pier Gold program. Actually, the Fort Pier Gold program, I'm told.
That's roped to left field on a line and on the dive. And the catch is made in left field
by the left fielder,
Joey Hayden, in left. Nice sliding play. Feet first. It got the glove under it for the first out.
And they tell me the Kadoka After School program came from an hour and a half away to see this Trappers game today on a bus.
Wow.
Pier Public Schools, Lower Brule Boys and Girls Club took a little bit of a road trip. The YMCA. I mean, a lot of great Faith Lutheran daycare. A lot of great kids groups out here.
Yeah.
In the stadium today. We just about filled up our general admission area.
Definitely. Eric Lindbergh, first pitch swinging. The international kid. Getting your practice in, John, because you're gonna be back up here again. Well, you're gonna be on the road actually in Sioux Falls doing the three games this Father's Day.
Yes, the low pitch down gets the corner, low corner for a strike. So
yeah,
it's 0-2 to Lindbergh.
Here, I've got an idea for you.
Okay.
Let's keep knocking the rust off, even if there's not really any. Let's give you the call here with the play by play.
All right, ground ball to second, the throw to first, and Lindbergh is out on the slow roller to the second baseman. How's that? Will that
great.
Work?
Yeah, that works.
Because the play was already in motion by the time you turned it over to me.
I kind of handed you the reins while the race was already in motion.
They're two down. And who do we have coming to the plate here for our Trappers?
I gotcha. Carson Trumpold.
Okay. By the way, Noah McCreary was not the starting pitcher today.
Hey, it was all right. It was funny. I heard that, and he was like...
And they were all looking at me, and I was like, uh-oh.
Noah was... First pitch
is fouled. We'll let it go. I just wanted to. Play at the edge of the dugout. And that makes a quick 1-2-3 inning.
It sure
so I'll
does.
Let you send it back to the studio.
Here, actually, you know what?
What?
So we just talked about it. I got a text from Heather. Since you're going to be doing this, you're going to do two things for me quick.
Okay.
You ready? You're going to read the legal ID, so you can pick one. Anyone.
Oh, I got to do the legal ID.
Of every hour, you pick
right.
one and you read.
Oh, I get to pick one. I thought it was the same one all the
anyone
time.
Anyone that you want.
All right, your legal ID, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX, FM, Pier. When you gamble with your safety, you bet your life. Please buckle up.
Good work.
Does that work for you?
That works fantastic. You'll get used to that.
And then how do we send it back to the studio?
So what we
I'm
do,
guessing
I'll...
we say at the end of, where are we? We're at the end of six.
Yes.
It's now Pilots 9, Trappers 2. As we send it back to the studio.
On the voice of the Trapper.
On the voice of the Trapper, River 92.7 FM.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
And welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium for the seventh inning. Your Trappers trailing the Pilots 9-2. This is just a seven-inning contest for game one of our two-game doubleheader we have today. This first game started just after 11 o'clock. Now we are about 2 hours into today's game. Our next game will be at 7:05. It will be Caleb Hay on the mound for your Trappers for that one. The Trappers ace looking to steer the ship back in the right direction for the Trappers. Fell in last night's contest 12-7, in danger of losing this one here. Trappers have only got three more outs to work with on offense, but first Brady Glenn is going to have to pitch here in the top of the seventh. He has thrown 35 pitches on the dot. An inning and two-thirds came in relief for Casey Kosheva, who was just an unfortunate outing for him. Couldn't really find it on the mound. That one misses for ball one. Hit six batters. And that was really where most of the damage came in, the free pass, and then the Pilots just took advantage a couple of times. The 1-0 fouled off. The count 1-1. So we're back to a solo crew right now. Just me, myself, and I, the one-man band, playing all of the parts. Brady Glenn. The 1-1. Oh, it looked good, but did not get the call. With the off-speed there. So I had five guests on this broadcast today. The 2-1, there's a called strike. One with the 12-6 curve. The count now, even at 2-2. Brady Glenn looking for a big first out here of Micah Barkenhagen. 2-2, roped to left field, and snagged on a hop by Logan McKeever. Get up there, big fella. Looking like Calvin Johnson in his prime. Got up there and snagged it right out of midair. So have yourself a web gym there, Logan. That is the first out of the inning. Nice play there from McKeever. Now with one away. First pitch to Josiah Collado misses low. We've seen some nice defensive plays throughout the course of this year and throughout the course of this series. Had a couple of diving catches by Pilots outfielders. The 1-0, and that one missed for ball two. Got a nice play there from Logan McKeever, who snagged it right out of thin air. The count 2-0, and the pitch. There's a strike. Brady Glenn, he's no longer the newbie on the team. He traveled to Souris Valley for that five-game road series against the Saberdogs. He was the newbie for that series. Now one's hit on the ground to short. Beavers on the move, one hop. Settles and fires the first for the second out. So solid play there from Andrew Beavers. It's what he does, just make the routine plays look routine and make the plays that maybe aren't so routine also look routine. So now two away. But as I was saying, since Brady Glenn joined the team, there have now been some newer newbies that have joined. First pitch swinging. Hayden comes up empty. We now have Tynan Shahidi. We've got Eric Lemberg. We've also got Lewis Manning. Guys who all are new to the team just from the last week. The 0-1, rope to short, on a hop from Beavers on the backhand, picks it up, the throw to first on a bounce, and not in time. It was a solid play there from Andrew Beavers deep in the hole. Snagged it on the backhand, picked it up, and fired to first on a hop, but it was just not in time. So that will go down as a base hit on the infield. Now back to the top of the order. Tanner Thompson. He is 1-for-3. Runner on first here. Pick over to first. Nothing doing though. Throw back to Glenn. Gets away, but luckily McKeever is there to back it up. Trappers need one more out here to get out of the top of the seventh, but then need to put up a furious rally in the bottom of the seventh. Just three outs left to play with here in this seven-inning contest. First pitch, got a swing and a miss from Tanner Thompson. And I'll tell you what, I am excited to go eat after this. The pick over, nothing doing again. All I've had this morning was a couple of Eggo waffles and a sugar donut from a local bakery here in town. I forget the name, and I feel terrible for forgetting it. That's it on the ground to Beavers again at short. He's really been working. Fields on a hop, throw to first in time. Three ground balls to Beavers. He makes the play on two of them. That other one, though, was far from routine, so hard to make the play on that, but able to throw two runners out at first there, and that will send us to the bottom of the seventh inning. Trappers down to their final three outs here. We'll take a quick pause and come back for the conclusion of this game on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Trappers trailing 9-2 against the Red River Pilots. Trappers have three outs left to work with in this game and need to put up at least seven runs to keep this thing going. New pitcher Santiago Gomez for the Pilots trying to close this one out. So after this game is over, the team will have a couple of hours to rest before coming back here to the ballpark, probably at around 5. Before the 7:05 first pitch tonight. Ryan Breeden here in the broadcast booth at Hyde Stadium, your voice of the Trappers. By myself now, but I had Daniel Hab up here. I had Jacob Griffin up here. I had Caleb Hay up here, Anthony Barraza, and John Hunt. So it's been a revolving door of guests, which I am all here for. And hopefully I'll be able to do the same tonight, you know, dealing with a little bit of a sore throat today. Throat feels a bit scratchy. The voice feels a little bit weak from time to time. So anything to take a load off of me and my screaming and bantering up here, especially when it's just me, it's all welcome. The more guests, the better. For now, though, Preston Lau will step up here to lead off the bottom of the seventh. Again, the Trappers down 9-2. They need seven runs to tie it here. First pitch from Santiago Gomez, the right-hander. And there's a ball that just missed high. It's been a tiny strike zone today, at least from the looks of it here. So take my word with a grain of salt. The 1-0 pitch, that's fouled off the window just to the right of me. You could hear the bang of that. If that window is open, that ball is greeting us up here in the press box. Heads up there. I don't know if you guys could hear the thud of that. Heather, you'd have to let me know. Did you hear that thud? One was lined right off the window just to my right. The count 1-1 in the pitch. There's strike two. Heather says she heard it. Okay, so you guys heard that too. So the count 1-2 to Preston Lau. Gomez gets set and the pitch. That's fouled to the right side. Maybe playable. Lee on the move cannot get there. You know, I have no idea what our, I guess, between game meal even is. I think that it's a local place here. I bet if I looked it up on the maps, I would have a clue of where it is, but I'll try to see if I can find it. I'm not so sure, though. The count one and two. And the pitch. I missed. I think it's Red Rosa Italian Grill, if I am correct, which we have all known well enough that sometimes I'm not. It is. Okay, it's got a thumbs up. I'm right. Fantastic. What is not fantastic, though, Preston Lau going down swinging for the first out here in the seventh. Trappers down to their final two outs now. It'll be Jackson Mix. Followed by CJ Cumbo after that. So Gomez, after striking out Preston Lau, will face Jackson Mix. First pitch drops in there for a called strike. Went the breaking ball and spotted it. Gomez, and that's a called strike two with a fastball. The count 0 and 2. Mix needs to dig in here and battle. Gomez, the 0-2. And that one hit him on the back. You heard the thud. I think he might have bounced off of that base runner's hand guard that he had in his back pocket. So I don't think it made any contact with his actual body. I think it bounced off that protective garment. So that's a hit by pitch. And so maybe can light a fire here and start a rally. The Trappers scored a run in the first inning and in the fourth, but other than that, the offense has been held pretty much silent here. The Pilots have scored 9 runs in total across 3 innings. 2 runs in the second, 5 runs in the fourth, which is really the killer, and then 2 runs in the fifth. Gomez, after the hit by pitch, will face CJ Cumbo. First pitch called a strike. The double play ball would end it here. Cumbo just looking to stay alive and get on base any way he can. The 0-1. A wave and a miss. Changed it up there with the off speed. Cumbo down in the count 0-2. Trappers down to their final 2 outs in the game, with this being just a 7-inning game here. Cumbo digs in down the count, 0-2, one away here. Bottom of the seventh. Gomez looks in and the 0-2, and it bounced and gets away, and Mix will take second. So the wild pitch there allows for Jackson Mix to move up into scoring position. Ultimately, though, still, in the grand scheme of things, that runner at second, Jackson Mix, does not really make a huge difference. One run won't do you much good here if you're down by 7. So you need to keep it moving. And just don't make any base running mistakes. Gomez, the 1-2. And got a swing and a miss for the second out. 2 swinging strike 3s in the inning for the Trappers. Preston Lau and now CJ Cumbo. And your Trappers now down to their final out. It will be Logan McKeever, 1-for-3 in the game. The final hope for your Trappers here. McKeever, the third baseman standing in, he made a fantastic play in the field in the last half inning. First pitch, breaking ball, pops foul out of play. It's a couple of feet to my left. The count 0-1. Trappers down to their final out. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Runner on second base. 0-1 the count. And the pitch bounced in the dirt. So the count 1-1. Santiago Gomez, 15 pitches into this final frame. Caleb Whitley in line for the win. Casey Kasheva in line for the loss. The 1-1. And called strike two on a fastball. The Trappers now down to their final strike. Gomez looking for three strikeouts to punch out and send down the Trappers. The 1-2. And he got that punch out right there on a high fastball. Challenged him. Got a swing and a miss. And that ends the game here. The seven-inning contest. The Trappers fall here. 9-2 the score. The Pilots win it. We'll take a quick break and come back here for the Trapper at Post game on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
Call it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in here for the Trapper Wrap post game. A whole lot of kids running the bases here. It was baseball and education day today for this afternoon, so kids coming out from all over the state, apparently. Even some making an hour and a half drive to come here for the game. Probably over 300 kids. They did a great job today, had some fun, got to play some games. Unfortunately, though, for the Trappers, they fell in this game 9-2. Even though each team recorded four hits, really the main difference maker, the key stat that you look at, is you look at the fact that Casey Kasheva hit six batters and walked four. That is 10 runners reaching on the free pass in total in Kasheva's outing. And so really, it wasn't the bats for the Pilots that beat the Trappers. It was just the mistakes on the mound that really made the difference there. The two runs in the second, the five runs in the fourth, and the two runs in the fifth really was all the Pilots needed. The Trappers actually got on the board first in this game. It was a heads-up base running play from CJ Cumbo to tag up from third and score on a pop-up and foul ground where the catcher vacated home, left the base wide open, and Cumbo took it with ease. So the Trappers had an early lead, but then surrendered that lead, and the Pilots took it and ran with it, and it never looked back. It's going to be a quick turnaround. That's the good thing. We talk about this all the time in the sport of baseball. The good news, after a loss, you typically don't have to wait very long for your next game. And not very long in this instance is less than 6 hours, just past 1:30. Next game coming at 7:05 tonight, Caleb Hay, the Trapper's ace on the mound. He was up here with me a couple of innings ago for a full inning just to talk. We'll have some more guests on here tonight. Try to switch it up, get some people on here we've never had before, get to know some more of the guys. It's always fun for me and fun for you to get to know the stories in the past of these guys' lives, just in the sport of baseball and also just in their day-to-day life. Makes them more relatable. Hopefully makes it more fun and entertaining to listen to as well. I think we'll probably actually wrap up the postgame here with that. You know, we talked to Coach Jamie for the pregame of next game, so I'll get my interview with him and talk to him about this first game during then, and I'll get him on for a postgame interview after game two tonight. But, you know, for a doubleheader, everyone's hungry, wants to go eat, so we'll probably sign off for now, talk to Coach Jamie in a little while, and I'm going to go enjoy some food from Red Rosa, which I've heard is very good. So we'll see. I'll have to be the judge, and I'll let you guys know the consensus of what I think when we come back for tonight's game. But for now, I'm going to sign off. Thank you all for listening. Ryan Breed and your voice of the Trappers from the River 92.7 DRG and YouTube Live. I'll see you all back here in just a couple of hours. But for now, signing off saying peace out and enjoy your afternoon.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pier Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.